Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Zach Zaidman.
We're live on the radio.
Delivering the best calls of Cubs and DePaul game.
Kicks and delivers. Morrell swings, drills one deep to left, way back. This could go. It's gone. Demons pull off the upset. They knocked off the eighth-ranked Xavier Musketeers.
Former Bears radio sideline reporter.
Down here with Jay Cutler. What were you guys trying to do on that play to Martellus Bennett?
We're trying to score.
A man with a great head of hair.
And what color would your hair be, Zach?
Luscious red locks, Pat. Thank you so much for asking. It's real and it's spectacular. Some would refer to it as Syracuse orange.
Zach Zaidman.
The ginger hair genius. He was a hit yesterday, right, guys?
With Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
Welcome back. It's Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Mark Brody in for Mully. Time now to go out to our guest hotline presented by Circa Resort Casino in Las Vegas. Circa Resort Casino, home of the world's largest sports book. That's where we find The Score's very own Zach Zaidman, the Cubs pre- and post-game host, a man who takes the fifth, but actually has something to say. Good morning, Zach.
That was good.
Good morning, guys. I thought David Ross said it perfectly yesterday. It was a great tone setter. You know, you never want to make too much of an opener or just one specific baseball game during the regular season. It's not like football, where up until last year, every single game really does matter during an NFL regular season because it's a playoff to get into the playoffs. And most of the time, you're not really happy if your team loses, except for Bears season last year. And hopefully they get rewarded for it this season with some of the moves that they made. And speaking of rewards, I thought that's why yesterday was important at Wrigley, because you have all these eyeballs focused on your team anytime you have opening day. Cubs made a lot of moves in the offseason. There was a lot of buzz because they added a lot of championship experience, names that you recognize. There are all these new rules that have been added to the game to make it better. And you got this nifty package created where immediate contributions by the guys that they brought in and the rules played perfectly to what you want from an aesthetic standpoint. A 2 hour and 21 minute game, snappy, a lot of action, even though you didn't have any big extra base hits. To me, it was the perfect package to say, here is this new era of Major League Baseball and this new era of Cubs baseball. Go enjoy it. And it definitely was enjoyable.
No doubt. And you know, Dansby Swanson, I've been saying, Zach, I felt relief for him just because you don't want that like horrible slump to start off your career. He did not play particularly well in spring training, go 3-for-4 with an RBI and a run, and look legitimate in doing it. But I think my favorite part about the game, Zach, was Marcus Stroman to Keegan Thompson to Brad Boxberger to Michael Fulmer, and then good defense behind all of those guys. It seems like that's like the ideal day for David Ross and a blueprint we can look forward to, right?
Yeah, you knew going in that the things you could count on, one, the starting pitching. It's not a group that wows you in the sense that you're throwing flamethrowers out there every single game, but it's a reliable bunch, and they certainly were at the tail end of last season. Look, the Cubs after the All-Star break, Grody, they were great last year. They play terrific baseball. The veteran pitchers that were on the staff, guys like Stroman and Smiley, were very effective. Justin Steele had a really nice stretch following the All-Star break that ended a little bit early with the back injury. But Stroman basically continuing what he did at the tail end of last season. If you go back and you look at what he's done over his last eight starts, he's got a 1.88 ERA during that span, and that includes the tail end of last year as well as what he did yesterday. And to me, while you don't quite know for sure how the bullpen's going to play out on a year-to-year basis, and with the Cubs, at least over the last couple of years, it's been first half, second half, just because of all the trades that they've made, David Ross and Tommy Hotovy have shown a terrific job of being able to quickly identify here's what we have, and here's what we have to do with those guys, and here's how to put everybody in a position to be successful, and you saw that yesterday. So you got an indication that at the end of the bullpen, it'll be Boxberger and Fulmer, and then in the middle there, you have the luxury now of having Keegan Thompson as well as Adbert Alzolay. There's a lot to like about the way that bullpen is constructed. You knew the defense would be terrific. It was huge double play to get out of that bases loaded jam in the third. Now the question becomes, and it was a question before the game started, where's the power going to be generated from? And hopefully they get enough guys on base like yesterday where it doesn't become too big of an issue.
So, Zach, you spent a lot of time in Arizona. You had no offseason. You went straight from DePaul out to spring training, and you're around the Cubs and these players. And we wondered, while Dansby Swanson was struggling, what effect pressure might be playing in him pressing and all of those things. We see yesterday, three hits and having the big runs batted in and all of those things that make you feel like, all right, he's exhaled and this is a great start. What's he like to be around? What do you think that, how would you describe his impact on that clubhouse and what his impact might be in this market, on this team overall?
I think he's a guy who's been there, done that. There's nothing that's too big for him. This guy is all about winning. He was about winning when he was at Vanderbilt. He was about winning when he was in Atlanta. And when you start to watch a guy and how he acts, that's what you see. You see a guy who's a Major League Baseball veteran, a good guy. I think that was part of the deal this offseason. And it's clear that in addition to finding guys who kind of fit the motif of building that bridge to the prospects that are on the way, it was about making sure that you found leaders, guys that know how to win. Because the last couple of years, let's be honest, you had guys, and it was fun, that second half after the trading deadline in 2021, it was fun to watch what Frank Schwindel did. Patrick Wisdom is one of the few guys who truly was able to make it with what we saw before, and now he's here. And he was the perfect guy to talk to, I thought, because of what you just talked about with Swanson. I asked him yesterday, what's it like? And he just said, you look to your left, you look to your right, and you know that these guys aren't trying to learn the game like you. They know the game. You follow what a Dansby Swanson does. You follow what a Trey Mancini does. You follow what a Cody Bellinger does. And just in terms of how to prepare, the tricks of the trade, the conversations that now take place in the workout room, in the dugout during games, when you're going out to dinner on the road, when you're on the plane, those little tricks of the trade matter. So when if you're a young player and you're sitting next to Marcus Stroman or you're sitting next to Jameson Taillon, you're learning the game of baseball. You're in that bullpen. You're sitting next to Boxberger or Fulmer. You're learning what it takes to be able to respond in the biggest of moments. And as for Swanson, his numbers against Corbin Burns are through the roof. So now, after yesterday's performance, he's hitting .583 in his career against Corbin Burns. I do want to stress that over the course of his major league career, Swanson has been a slow starter, which is why I wasn't paranoid during the spring. He did light it up in the last couple of games, hit back-to-back home runs in Arizona in his final two spring training games before coming out here, several web gems. So that continued yesterday. But just memo, over the course of his career, kind of like Anthony Rizzo, he's been a slow starter. in the regular season, but always by the end, the numbers have been where they were. So that's why I'm pumping the brakes on Dansby Swanson for now. But I think he's been as good as advertised in terms of the stuff that you want, the intangibles that he was signed for, in addition to the production that you saw over the last few years.
Hey, Zach, you mentioned a little bit the pace of the game, and obviously we've been talking about it this morning. How was it from your perspective in broadcasting the game? Did it feel different at all?
Well, luckily I've been able to do a few of these from the spring. And what's not to love? I think it's been, it's the type of thing you want to see if you're trying to grow the game. Baseball had its best spring training in years, not just because of these new rules. You know, they didn't have the new rules in the WBC. But I thought, you know, coming off the momentum that the World Baseball Classic built and this new way that baseball is being played, which is essentially the way it used to be played when most of us were kids, and it's the way you want it to be played realistically when you watch the game. I think it's a great thing. I think it'll help the younger generation that doesn't have time to spend focusing on things. Look, you can't spend every single night 4 hours watching baseball. Like, think about why basketball is so popular. It's because, you know, in a snappy 2.5 hours, you're going to see a lot of action, you're going to be entertained, and that's that. And hopefully baseball can get to that point. Time is essential. Time is money. And that's why I think the fact that you're going to see more action in a quickly produced product that doesn't take away the things that make baseball great, to me, it's a win-win for everybody.
I think you're right, Zach. But I can't get past, it was the fastest home opener since 1986. And you look around Major League Baseball, and there were, you know, 15 games, and only five of them were longer than 3 hours. And you see, it's going to change the way that we internalize it, why we consume it. But I'm wondering from your perspective, you know, we love traditionally, like, Ron Coomer, tell us about this grip on a slider. What about this swing and two-strike approach? What are you going to do here? And I think those moments, they're going to naturally have to be condensed. I don't think we're going to miss out in anything. I think we'll get used to it. But I do think, isn't there going to be a slight adjustment period? Maybe you've already done that at spring training. You guys are pros, and we love it because it's such a great listen. But I think overall, throughout the industry, aren't there going to be fewer moments to expand and stretch and be, you know, to tell those kind of stories in the length that we used to hear them?
So we've got a Hall of Famer in the booth in Pat, and we've got one of the best storytellers in baseball in Coom, and you have that third guy in the booth as well. I think that we're still going to have the entertainment portion of the broadcast that you've become accustomed to. It just may be a little bit different in how it's presented. For example, if that slider grip that you talked about, instead of you being able to talk about it over the course of one pitch while you're waiting for pitch number two to be delivered, now it might be delivered over the course of three or four pitches, which is not a bad thing. And those laughs may take you through three or four pitches where before it might have been over the course of a stoppage in play of some kind.
Right.
I think we want action. I think the reason that we focused a lot on the entertainment is because there were times where there was a lack of action for long periods of time. You guys had Theo Epstein on the show during the offseason, and he talked about it. There used to be gaps of 4 minutes before the ball was put in play. That's not good for the game, no matter how entertaining we are in the booth. So I think now the fact that you can get a little bit of both, the fact that the ball is being put in play, that you do hear the crack of the bat in the background as something happening and we might have to stop a story because something's happening on the field, that is a good thing because that means you're getting nonstop entertainment in every single form, which is the way it should be. If you listen to a Cubs game on The Score for those 2.5 hours, it should be an escape from everything that's going on in real life. And I think it will be, and it will be more fun because now you can throw the baseball in there with the entertainment. What is not to like, David?
Nothing. I'm not saying that it bothers me. I'm saying that there's got to be an adjustment. I love it because it's everybody wants to get in and out. Of course, I just think there is going to be an adjustment. That's all.
It'll make the brain teasers a little bit harder because, you know, they have to be shorter.
Please don't touch the attendance game.
And the attendance game now, sometimes, as we noticed yesterday, it comes over the course of maybe a couple of innings.
Yes, that's what I mean. It takes a
but
little while.
Good things come to those who wait, right?
Right.
So are you like me, Zach, when I was doing the job, like it's 7-1, you're like, uh-oh, got to find those brain teaser questions.
I always come prepared with at least one brain teaser ready to go.
Got to.
It's not an enjoyable part because
as
you're sitting there, you're thinking, well, this could be a blowout in a bad way for the Cubs.
Right.
And you know, you're thinking negatively in those situations. But I don't, you know, the way this team is constructed, you kind of figure there aren't going to be as many brain teasers as years gone by. So I'm kind of excited about that. But, yeah, you always have to be prepared with at least one because, you know, Pat is so – I think Pat has heard every single trivia question known to man when it comes to baseball. So, you want to have the good fastball going. You don't want to throw a knuckler up there and just hope that the guy swings and misses.
Well, Zach, the Brewers hitter certainly looked stumped at the plate. Marcus Stroman had him guessing, and he was really as good as he needed to be. And he has taken this role on of ace, if you will, without Kyle Hendricks healthy, with him getting the opening day start. Marcus Stroman delivered yesterday. I hope it's sustainable. I hope he stays healthy. But, boy, was he locked in. And when he's that locked in, he's tough.
Yes, and keep in mind that I think the World Baseball Classic helped him because here's a guy who clearly wants to be on the mound in the biggest moments. So he went to play for Team Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic. Once you deal with that, an opening day at Wrigley Field is not a big deal. I think he signed with the Cubs because he felt that he could elevate his career to that next level and be in the moments that he was in yesterday, where, you know, you're the guy, you're the man in the big moments, and it was good to see. And I think that and it's hard to do this, but if you go back to last season, you know, he had the shoulder thing going early on. He said because players didn't have the normal amount of time to get ready for the season because coming out of the lockout, it seemed like everything was rushed and there was a truncated training period before the regular season started. Then he got hit with a really bad case of COVID right at the beginning of the year. So it took him a while to get right. But once he was right, you saw pretty much the pitcher down the stretch last year that you saw yesterday, that you saw in the World Baseball Classic, that you saw in Cactus League action this spring. So if this is who he is and he stays healthy, I think the Cubs have some depth in that rotation because keep in mind, they got five guys right now who they feel really comfortable with, and we're not even talking about Kyle Hendricks, who's trying to work his way back from that shoulder injury to be a part of the mix before all is said and done.
Yep, looking forward to seeing Jameson Taillon next. And we haven't even asked you, Zach, what was the evaluation process like for you and Coombe watching Pat throw out the first pitch? And like he's done a million times, leading the seventh inning stretch, always a big deal.
The stretch was flawless. He got the bleachers involved.
That was great.
Yeah, never rushed the pace. You know, it was you're doing it my way. A little bit of Sinatra to him when he takes the microphone. In that instance, I did tell him prior to, because, you know, he calls the final out there in the top half of the seventh inning. I said, Pat, there's no need to say that you're going to be singing the stretch. Let the PA announcer do it. Jeremiah introduced him. It was great. Terrific job. As for the first pitch, you know, when Pat was inducted into the Chicago Cubs Hall of Fame last year, the first pitch, we don't like to talk about it on the broadcast. It was not one that you want to replay over and over again. But yesterday.
Moved
up a little bit. Clearly spent the offseason warming up the arm, practicing.
It's great the pitch
advice.
Lab.
Yeah, exactly. He did spend time in the pitch lab, doesn't want to admit it. You know, Pat, not a big modern technology guy.
No, no.
But when you get him with the modern technology, it's next level. And clearly that's what happened to the offseason. Coombe gave him some great advice. Always aim high.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a wild pitch. You're not going to sail the ball over the catcher's head. Just aim high and you'll get it there. And Coombe said it was a blazing fastball. Pat said it was more of a blazing 41 mile per hour pitch. So it was more of a changeup that kind of floated into the zone, but he got it there and it looked fantastic. That's one they're going to be replaying over and over.
I think the Air Force also says aim high.
Yeah,
that's their slogan.
It was like a position pitcher pitching. That's what it was like.
So Zach, your man for many seasons, before we let you go, please indulge us. UConn, Miami, UConn in the Final Four. I think you told us they would be there. Is UConn going to be cutting down the nets Monday night?
You'd be crazy at this point to say no, right? When I talked to you guys at the Big East tournament a few weeks back, you asked me who I thought, who to keep an eye on. And I said that the most impressive team I've seen this season is UConn. And the way I saw them against the Paul is the way they've looked against everyone in the NCAA tournament. These games have not been close. I think Iona kind of gave them a little bit of a run for a half. But after that, they've blown everybody out that they faced. Their defense is phenomenal. They've got the great high-low action with Adama Sanogo on the interior. Jordan Hawkins is the latest in a long list of great UConn shooters over the years, dating all the way back to Ray Allen and Rudy Gay and all the guys that you see in the NBA. And the latest one is Jordan Hawkins. They have a couple of transfers leading them at the point guard position. Danny Hurley is a terrific coach, so you never feel as though the guy on the other sideline is going to outwit him. These are impressive things. Now, I wasn't around UConn between the time that they made the Final Four and the time that they reached the Final Four, and who knows when you go back on campus, you know, what people are telling you on the campus and whether or not you're still doing the same things and still focused on the job at hand as opposed to celebrating. But you got to figure with the group that, knowing Hurley, knowing the group that UConn is, I have a feeling we could be in store for a couple of blowouts here this weekend and a fifth championship for the UConn Huskies.
Great stuff, Zach. Enjoy the day off. Look forward to tomorrow night. Tomorrow during the day, Jamison Tyone against the Brewers goes for the Cubs in the second game of the season. Thanks for your time.
No, Justin Steele gets the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, Justin Steele does? Oh,
yeah, so I was talking Steele earlier to our guy Kevin.
Okay.
So I said, right. Got to see Steele. That's what I said.
I stand corrected. I'm reading it wrong off the probable pitchers in our rundown, but we will make the adjustment accordingly. Justin Steele.
Yes.
Grody's guy.
It's a day of record.
Yeah, and Tyone and Steele, by the way, had a really good season last year, obviously, after the All-Star break. He looked like he belonged. Tyone gets the ball on Sunday against the Brewers. He looked fantastic in his last couple of outings in the spring. A lot to like when it comes to the starting rotation.
Well, enjoy your day off anyway.
Yeah, so.
Thank you.
Thanks, Zach. Zach Zayman.
See you guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.